USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck late Tuesday night near the port city of Acapulco, Mexico. Seismologist says it shook the capital, Mexico City, more than 230 miles away. Roughly 100 aftershocks ranging in the fours and fives have been rocking the area since the initial quake. The State Department expressed concern late Tuesday about the Taliban's new all-male interim cabinet in Afghanistan, which includes a minister who's on a U.S. terrorism list. Also, four of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees released by President Obama have found new positions in the Taliban's Afghanistan government. Fort McCoy Army Base in Wisconsin has identified a case of the measles this week as thousands of Afghan refugees were brought in by the Biden administration as part of a mass evacuation effort in the wake of the Taliban takeover in Kabul. Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin is sounding an alarm. He says unvetted Afghan refugees are being allowed to leave the base. USA Radio News.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The new IBM Power Rankings with Watson and updated Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Since last year's entirely virtual tournament, we've learned even more about what fans are looking for and how technology can help execute a tournament of this scale. We're excited to bring that insight into our continued partnership with the USTA and to help leverage our AI and cloud expertise to make the tournament more engaging for fans by digital platforms and new fan experiences.
The U.S. Open also launched the first-ever U.S. Open fantasy tennis game with insights from IBM Watson. To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
The Biden administration is requesting tens of billions of dollars for disaster relief. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their requests would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been accused of lying after newly released documents appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. The nonprofit The Intercept released detailed documents given to EcoHealth Alliance, the group that funneled federal funds to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for altering mutant viruses. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Let's get an update on the new COVID-19 variant called Mu. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News.
Not a big threat right now, and this is good news, but we do need to keep an eye on it. We do need to monitor it. This new variant, the fifth variant of interest, was discovered in Colombia earlier this year in January, and it had spread to almost 40 different countries, including the United States. But it only accounts for about 1% of the cases here in the United States, around 2,000 cases. Most of them we're finding in California. And the concern is that potentially our vaccines are not as effective against this particular strain, against this variant. So we just need to keep an eye on it. We need to follow it. We still have Delta that makes up the majority of the cases. But we want to prevent more mutations from occurring. We can do that by getting vaccinated, taking precautions, and then continuing to monitor for new variants. In the lab, in vitro studies show that these vaccines may have certain mutations similar to the South African variant, similar to the UK variant, that makes our vaccines a little bit weak. And it also shows that potentially the monoclonal antibody treatments that we have may not be as effective. But it's important to note that this is only in the lab. We do not have evidence that this is true in real world. We do not have clinical evidence to show this. It's only in the lab. So sometimes what we see and what we do in the lab does not always translate into the real world.
The new variants are not deadlier and still have a better than 99% recovery rate for people under 70 years of age. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.